Excision number 21553, Reel 3.
Sorry, Spenables, Reel 3. So you left the Wrens.
Yes.
And what did you do as you left? You left when you were 4 months pregnant. Did you return to Leicester?
Yes, I did, because my mother had died a year before, and my father was living with a housekeeper in Leicester, and that was my home. I had no other home.
So when was your child born?
Well, he was born about a week after VE Day in 1945, in May 1945.
And had you celebrated VE Day?
Well, I went out, my father took me out in his car, and we looked for somewhere to celebrate in Leicester, but I was enormously pregnant, so I wasn't going to dance round the streets quite. And we couldn't really find anything, so we came home again.
Were people celebrating?
Not much, I think. A bit, but not much, because the Japanese war was still on.
And did you find any problems, obviously, with wartime, with having a child at that time? Were there any shortages and things that you needed?
Oh, yes. I had a job to get in anywhere to have this baby, because I was nearly 4 months pregnant when I left the Wrens, because they had to get a successor for me and they couldn't, and it was difficult. And I went to a nursing home run by Roman Catholic nuns in Leicester, which was not the best place, I think.
Why was that?
Well, they didn't treat us all that well, I think.
So at that time, the war in Europe had ended, but the war in the Far East was still going.
Yes.
What was going to happen to your husband?
Well, after the war in Europe ended, we heard that he was going out to the Far East, which I wasn't at all happy about.
Why was that?
Well, he'd been in everything up till then, and I didn't want him to be in anything else. I hoped he would have a nice, safe job, particularly with a child.
So how did you feel about VJ Day, then?
Well, I was very pleased, but I was horrified by the atom bomb. And I think an awful lot of people were. I felt that we should have somehow dropped it on a completely deserted island to show them what would happen. I was pleased personally for myself, because that was, I felt, would be the end of danger for my husband. But I was absolutely horrified at the way it was done.
Had you heard of anything like the atom bomb before the actual one was dropped?
I don't think so, not really. I think we may have heard rumours that such a thing was being developed. Do you think? But when it was dropped, we were really horrified at the effect on the civilian population.
But how did you feel generally now the war was over?
Well, I think great relief, but it had been coming gradually, and we felt, I mean, for some time I had felt I would survive, which I didn't feel at the beginning.
And did your husband return immediately?
He might have come back on leave, I think. But he wasn't demobbed immediately. He was then sent to navigate a flotilla of minesweepers.
How did you feel about that?
Not at all pleased, particularly as he was put on danger pay. And so I felt this is perhaps tempting Providence too much.
So, really, one last question. How did you feel about serving with the Wrens?
I was glad I had done. I think it was a good service to be in, and I think if you have to be in a war, we were very lucky to be in it at our age, and I think the Wrens was the most agreeable service to serve in for a woman.
One last thing, could you tell me what happened to your brother?
Well, he did agricultural work in Jersey, which was very hard going, I think, because they were very much tail-end Charlies, and there was shortages of food there, and the farmers employed them, but they didn't like them, I think, because after all they were looked down on. Some people were very prejudiced against conscientious objectors. And then there was a scheme by the Germans to send some of the people who were not born in Jersey over to prison camps in Germany. And they had lists of people who were to go. They picked out families and put them on the lists. And my brother was friendly with a family. I think he was a clergyman, and his wife and daughter. And they were on the list. So he and a friend, my brother and a friend, volunteered to go instead of them. And they did. And he went over to Germany, I can't remember quite when, into a prison camp, not knowing what it would be like, but it was actually rather better for him than being in Jersey. They had Red Cross parcels, which helped on the food side, and he organised the education, and there were a lot of children in the prison camp, so they had schools and classes. And I think at last he did a job he quite enjoyed doing.
And did he return to...?
And he returned home after the war. He was terribly thin. He was only 7 stone something. He wasn't a big man, but he was terribly thin. And he was told he must go on doing agricultural work until he was released from it, so he went to work in a market garden, in spite of having really got into the civil service. But he'd got into the civil service without a medical, and when it came up after a time for him to take up his job, he had to have a medical, and he went to a doctor in Leicester who simply wrote him off and said he was unfit. We didn't know why this was, but suspected it was anti-conscientious objector prejudice. So they said we could appeal, and my father said it was the best £10 he ever spent. It was only £10 in those days to send my brother to see a consultant to appeal against this medical thing. And the consultant says, absolutely no reason why he shouldn't take the job. And so he went into the civil service and made a career there.
Thank you very much.